With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Montana's Congressman-elect Greg Gianforte avoided jail time today after pleading guilty to assaulting a reporter the day before he was elected. Gallatin County Justice of the Peace Rick West sentenced the Republican to 40 hours of community service, 20 hours of anger management counseling, and ordered him to pay $385 in fines and court costs for the misdemeanor. If he remains law-abiding for 180 days, he can petition for the conviction to be removed from his record. A handful of protesters gathered outside the courthouse during Gianforte's hearing, including Ian Root from Ennis.
Greg Gianforte is an embarrassment to Montana, and it's shameful that we're sending him to Congress.
Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs says Gianforte, quote, body slammed him when he tried to ask the candidate for the state's sole U.S. House seat a question on May 24th. Jacobs agreed not to sue Gianforte in exchange for the politician writing a letter of apology and donating $50,000 to the Committee to Protect Journalists. Gianforte is expected to be sworn in later this month. A Montana police officer who punched a man after an off-duty traffic collision has lost his certification and can no longer work as a law enforcement officer in the state. The Public Safety Officer Standards and Training Council on Thursday revoked the certification of East Helena police officer Robert Gutowski, who has now changed his last name to Durant. The Post Council found Durant lied about his contact with the 70-year-old man after the September crash and was convicted of misdemeanor assault. Durant said he was distraught because his mother, who was recovering from brain surgery, hit her head on the dash. He has 30 days to contest the ruling. The new chairwoman of the Montana Republican Party says it's now time to let Congressman-elect Gianforte get to work. Deborah Lamb today characterized Gianforte's assault of a reporter as a, quote, unfortunate lapse in judgment, close quote. But Lamb says Gianforte's apologized, will pay his dues, and should be allowed to move on when he's sworn into the U.S. House later this month.
One lapse in judgment should not make all the difference when we have someone of such otherwise good character and good intentions, and I'm ready to see him get to work for the benefit of all Montanans.
Lamb is a former state representative from Livingston who was elected chair of the Montana GOP this weekend. She succeeds State Representative Jeff Essman of Billings. Lamb says she wants to take a more inclusive approach to state GOP politics. She says county GOP groups frequently feel isolated from decisions made at the state party level. Lamb says she wants to encourage more participation from those local Republican groups.
I'm Matt Lois. Montana's Congressman-elect Greg Gianforte avoided jail time today after pleading guilty to assaulting a reporter the day before he was elected. Andrew King Reese is a law professor at the University of Montana.
This is a discretionary sentencing state, so we give judges a lot of discretion to come up with the appropriate sentence.
King Reese said he thinks West was being careful not to treat Gianforte different than anyone else facing a similar charge. The casino industry's largest lobbying group in the U.S. is ramping up its efforts to repeal a federal law that bans sports betting in most states. Jeff Freeman, the president and CEO of the American Gaming Association, today announced the creation of a coalition involving law enforcement, policymakers, and others to advocate for the repeal. Freeman says the ban fuels the illegal sports betting market. A 1992 federal law bans sports betting in every state except Montana, Delaware, Nevada, and Oregon. Freeman says a recent survey commissioned by the organization shows there is strong bipartisan support nationwide for legal sports betting. The association says 97% of the more than $15 billion that Americans bet on this year's Super Bowl and the NCAA men's basketball tournament was done illegally. I'm Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio.